The United Nations peacekeeping missions are geared at saving lives, preventing mass murders and atrocities, and to set the stage for peace amongst member states. Currently, the UN deploys more than 113,000 military, police and civilian personnel to 16 peacekeeping operations on four continents. Sadly, over 3,550 peacekeepers have lost their lives in the line of duty within the period. The dead include Ghanaian peacekeepers Lance Corporal Emmanuel Sichi and Staff Sergeant Boniface Atanyik, who recently lost their lives in UN peacekeeping mission in Congo and Lebanon. In a message read for him by the UN Resident Coordinator Christine Evans-Clark, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN is working to make all peacekeeping operations cost-effective. He added that peacekeeping operations have evolved from monitoring ceasefires to protecting human rights and promoting the rule of law.
The UN is working hard to make all our peacekeeping operations cost-effective from start to finish. We are constantly finding ways to reform, restructure, and drive costs down. At the same time, UN peacekeepers are relentless in searching for new ways to build sustainable peace. Peacekeeping operations have evolved from simply monitoring ceasefires to protecting civilians, disarming ex-combatants, protecting human rights, promoting the rule of law, supporting free and fair elections, minimizing the risk of landmines, and much more. They also work to ensure that women are fully represented in peace processes, political life, and in branches of government. All these investments are fundamental to building lasting peace.
Minister of the Interior Ambrose Derry said Ghana, since joining the United Nations, has remained committed in ensuring peace amongst member states.
Since Ghana's independence, we have kept faith with the tenets of our foreign policy in line with our vision of pursuing and maintaining peaceful coexistence and cooperation with our neighbors and the world at large. This is evidenced by Ghana's continuous steadfastness and willingness to answer the call for peacekeeping troops to serve in various conflict zones around the world. Cumulatively, Ghana has served in over 65 United Nations peacekeeping missions around the world and continues to participate in such peacekeeping missions.
Minister of the Interior Ambrose Derry laid a wreath on behalf of the government of Ghana, while the UN Resident Coordinator Christine Evans-Clark laid another on behalf of the UN.